new, really new technology for glasses. That's our Textination. I'm Fred Fishkin. Joining us from Deep Optics is co-founder and CEO Yariv Haddad. Thanks for taking the time, Yariv.
Thank you, Fred. Great to be here.
Well, first tell us a little bit of background about the company.
So Deep Optics is a company that me and two other co-founders founded 10 years ago. Previously, we were working together at a different startup making mobile phone cameras. And then after that company was acquired, we went on to found Deep Optics, where we met a fourth founder who came up with this crazy idea to basically to build glasses that adapt to people, that change their focus, rather than us being acquiring new habits of how to use glasses. He said, let's make glasses that change the focal distance whenever you need them. So we were all optics guys, and that was very fascinating to us. And that's where we started. We worked on actually developing the technology. We came across a few technologies, tried a few attempts, and then when we found the liquid crystal concept, we realized that this is what we want to do. This is what we want to push forward. And here we are today, launching the first product coming out with this technology.
So you call this technology, I think, pixelated liquid crystal lenses. So describe for us what that is and how this works.
So first, liquid crystal, let's start with that. Liquid crystal is a substance that's used in these glasses. It's actually the same material that we find in LCD displays. That's what the LC stands for, the liquid crystal. And it's a sort of a magical substance that when you apply voltage to it, it's changing its optical qualities. Basically, what we're interested in is the refractive index. And so if you send a different electrical commands, you can basically transform its optical qualities, its optical function. So the pixelated is what we do is we have a layer of that liquid crystal, a very thin layer, like a film, and that is divided into pixels, tiny pixels, millions of pixels inside the lens. And we're able to control each of these pixels' refractive index. And so effectively, at every given moment, we manipulate each of these pixels, and that generates a lens. So if we want to do a minus lens or a plus lens, all we have to do is send a different command, and that layer of liquid crystal transforms into that specific lens.
And this happens pretty much instantly?
Yeah, pretty much instantly. It's like the longest time it would take from one lens to another would be 1 second, but normally it would be much faster than 1 second. So yeah, you swipe on the temple of the glasses and everything happens within a second. And the lens changes and now you can see to close distance or you can see to far distance depending on what you want to look at.
And the first product is called the 32 degrees north sunglasses. So tell us about the name, first of all, and what these look like, what they are.
So yeah, these are the glasses here. I'm holding a pair of 32 north sunglasses. These are the black frame. We also have them in transparent. We actually launched this product 6 months ago on a Kickstarter campaign, and a lot of people asked for a transparent frame because we do have electronics inside the temples and they wanted to basically show off the new tech on the glasses. So we do have a transparent version as well. 32 north is the latitude of Tel Aviv. 32 degrees north is the latitude of Tel Aviv, where we come from. It's a sunny, very cosmopolitan city. There's a beautiful beach, and we thought that these sunglasses, the first product that we were launching, 32 North is probably reflecting the spirit of what we want this product to be: sophisticated, advanced, sunny, also associated with some past background I have serving in the Navy. So whenever I saw 32 North, I felt like I'm coming home. So in a sense, it's a bit of a personal touch to it as well.
So you're calling these sunglasses, but they are not just sunglasses. Step us through the user experience here.
So yeah, the first product that we're launching is indeed sunglasses, but they can switch into reading glasses. That's the nice thing about it. They do remain sunglasses all the time. That means the lenses do not transform from shades to clarity. They are remaining shades at all time. But then one of the problems that people have when they wear sunglasses outdoors and they want to read something, then they have, I mean, of course, if they're at the right age, right? We're talking about people that need reading glasses. And then what they have to do is they have to take off their sunglasses and wear their reading glasses. So switching between the two pairs is a big hassle. And what we're offering is the one pair of sunglasses that when you swipe on the temple right here, if you swipe either backwards or forwards, you're basically switching from reading glasses to far distance. And that allows you to wear that single sunglasses pair at different scenarios, like if you're reading outdoors, if you're working outdoors, if you're at the beach, you want to check your watch, your phone. Everyone today, in average, looks at their phone 80 times a day. If you need to change glasses 80 times a day, that's a big hassle. So that's the user experience we're offering, to come and use a single pair of glasses to master them all.
Describe what the setup is like for your customers.
So the 32 North come as an off-the-shelf product. You order it online, or you get it, the people that order it on Kickstarter, and then the 32NorthGlasses.com is where they would be able to purchase it. But apart from ordering the right model, it's not a customized product. It's a standard product. But the nice thing about it is that you download an app, and with this app, you onboard the glasses very similarly to how you would onboard a new phone or a new computer. You switch on the glasses, you download the app and open it, and it guides you through. First, it measures your prescription, your magnification requirements. So you look at it closer or farther, and you're able to switch the different powers until you see perfectly. So you either know your prescription, for example, you know that you buy plus one or plus two at the store, and you can just dial that in, or you could use some wizard to basically measure what you need to do, what you need to see, and then choose that magnification. So that would be one thing. And the second thing would be to measure your interpupillary distance. Each of us has a different interpupillary distance, and we have a special, quite unique way to measure that distance, so the lenses are perfectly accurately positioned in the right distance. When we go to the optometrist, usually the optometrist would measure it and order it at the right pupillary distance. But in our case, those pixels can be changed differently.
And if I'm driving, wearing these, sometimes I'm looking out ahead at the road. Sometimes I'm looking at the instruments on the dash, or these days it might be a screen on the dash. So tell me how this works, how it comes together.
So when you look at the far distance, obviously that's when the glasses are basically off. The glasses do not correct for the far distance. That's plano sunglasses, very similar to off-the-shelf glasses we would buy at the store. Next year, we're going to introduce our RX glasses, which would also include a far distance correction. So we would be able to offer this also to people that are currently using progressives or multifocals. And this is the current model is for close distance correction. So when I'm driving and I'm looking outdoors, like I'm looking at the road, the lens is set to far distance, which is practically off. And then if I look at the displays, or if I look at my GPS or whatever, I'm just swiping, looking at it, looking back and swiping back. We also have a special mode where we call it glance mode, where you swipe it and then after 2-3 seconds, it switches back to far distance. For example, this would be better for driving.
And these are, you mentioned you were taking orders online Kickstarter. So when do they ship, and tell us about pricing?
So the Kickstarter was in June. It ended in July. That was a relatively short campaign, and it was very successful. We got support from 1,200 backers, and we're shipping in the summer. And then early this summer, that may be around May or June, we will open the sales on our 32 North website store. Currently, it's possible to go log on to the website and pre-order the glasses so that in the summer, you'll be able to get your first pair.
Tell us about the battery life and how they're charged, and maybe what happens if the battery runs out if I'm driving someplace.
Yeah, very good questions. And very, we all, when we came across these questions, we were really, it was really important for us to look into that. So the batteries are liquid crystal elements or devices are very cost efficient. They don't require a lot of power. So this is, of course, good news, because we could pack relatively lightweight batteries that would last for 1 or 2 days between charges. The idea is that you could use it for the entire day and charge it during the night. You probably don't need your sunglasses at night. So between charges, you could use them freely the entire day. And when the lenses, if the battery runs out, the glasses are just like regular sunglasses. They don't switch on the nearby lens, so you're not able to read for the close distance until you recharge. But other than that, they're perfectly safe, transparent. You won't notice that there's a lens inside.
So where do you stand as far as coming out with models that are not sunglasses, that are readers for people? You mentioned being able to do distance and reading in one.
So in terms of our product roadmap, that we have the current 32 North, which are plano sunglasses and readers. And then the next model would include far distance as well, but these would also be sunglasses. So you would have sunglasses correcting for your far distance as well as for close distance between the swipes. And then the product after that would be what we call autofocals. The autofocals would not only be clear lenses, meaning that they're not only sunglasses, but also clear lenses. It would also be automatic in the sense that you don't have to swipe between far or close. Wherever you will look, the glasses would automatically detect the distance of gaze, the distance that you're looking, the distance of the object that you're looking at, and focus to that distance. The way it's going to work is we're going to integrate eye tracking, very miniaturized sensors into the glasses, detecting the convergence of your eyes. When you converge, when you look at a close object, you converge. When you look at a far object, your eyes diverge. We're able to measure that in real time and automatically adjust the lens to focus to that distance. So this is our third product in the pipeline, and that's still ahead. So we still don't have a release date for that product, but it would come out after the 32 North Far Vision Correction, 32 North RX.
And would they be sunglasses as well, or would you need a separate
pair? So the autofocals will have sunglasses and non-sunglasses version. Of course, today there are technologies being developed outside of deep optics as well. Obviously, not only deep optics is involved in developing new technology for glasses. So we are aware of technologies out there that change the opacity of lenses electronically, and potentially we could integrate that technology into the autofocals as well. So you will have sort of omnifocals that are sunglasses, clear glasses for the close distance, far distance, everything automatic. And naturally, we would want to do that gradually. So at first, we would have the clear autofocals, and then later, the autofocals that can also control the transmission of the lenses.
And does it mean that once you have this technology out there, that if my prescription changes, that I don't need to go out and buy another pair of glasses?
Exactly. I mean, the app that we're currently offering with the glasses, the app allows you to update the prescription. It allows you to set different prescription between the two eyes. It allows you to set different modes. For example, sometimes when we're more tired or when we look at something closer, we need more magnification than we would in different scenarios. So you're able to set different modes and switch between them quite easily, either with a gesture on the glasses or with the app. So the simple answer is yes, you would be able to update your prescription. And the longer answer would be you're even able to use multiple modes, multiple presets at a certain period of time.
So if I buy a bottle of pills from the drugstore and it's got this teeny tiny print on it that even my readers won't help with, I could magnify it more just with a swipe?
Exactly like that. You could set up a preset on your app for magnification, like for extreme magnification, and then use that for specific purposes, just like the one you mentioned now.
So how expensive is this technology for the consumer?
So right now we're offering it for $499. This is standard model, and there's a one model with multiple color choices for $499.
And I assume as you go forward with other capabilities, the price would be somewhat higher, I assume.
I hope to be similar to the consumer electronics industry, where you improve the technology, you improve the features, but you remain more or less on the same price area. For the RX version, yes, because that would be custom made. So for the RX, very similar to current current glasses that are ordered with prescription, that would be a little more expensive than the current simple model. But then as the current 32 North advances, we will try and keep the price the same. Also, one nice thing that we like about these glasses is that, similarly to other electronic devices, we will be releasing updates from time to time of the glasses software and of the app software. So in a sense, this is not something that you buy and stays at is. You can update it from time to time, get better features, get better performance in certain scenarios. We're transforming the glasses industry into the digital era.
Do you plan to do all of the glasses with your own company there? Or are you licensing the technology to other makers of eyeglasses?
So for now, we're working, we're selling the glasses under our brand. We're not licensing the glasses to other glasses makers. We do collaborate with companies in the augmented reality, virtual reality, metaverse. This is where we see our technology going into devices that are not eyeglasses per se. But then we do see how augmented reality headsets and glasses are, I would say, moving towards each other, where eyeglasses are becoming more and more sophisticated and where AR is becoming more and more popular. And so eventually people would probably want to wear a single pair that have a display like virtual or augmented reality and also vision correction. So we are working with companies in this space to license the technology of the lenses into those headsets.
Very exciting. For more information, where can people go?
So please go on to 32NorthGlasses.com and have fun there. If you have any questions, feel free to approach us there or on our Instagram and Facebook pages. We're happy to hear from you and talk to you.
Yariv Hadad, thank you so much for taking the time with us.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Fred.
Now this. It takes a lot of listening to build a better radio, and that's just what the folks at Sea Crane have done. Bob Crane and his crew, nestled among the rivers and tallest trees in the world in Fortuna, California, have made a habit of listening to their customers. And that's just what they've done in building the CC SkyWave SSB, the Swiss Army knife of portable radios. For everyday listening to AM or FM in the yard or patio or on the nightstand, without having to drain a mobile phone battery, it's a great companion. But it is also a companion equipped for NOAA weather information and alerts that can be life-saving. You can listen to FEMA and Coast Guard transmissions too. Beyond all of that, you can tune into shortwave signals from around the world. It's compact, easy to take with you, and built to last. The CC SkyWave SSB. Click on the link at textination.com.